Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello once again, everyone. Welcome to Health Matters. We hope you listen to our podcast or watch the entire interviews on University Medical Center's website or the website at WVUA23. So cliche to say he needs no introduction, but Dr. Tom Weider really doesn't on this segment. He's been with us and so often with us during the COVID pandemic. He is the Associate Dean for Clinical Affairs for the College and Chief Medical Officer for University Medical Center. Dr. Weider, always good to see you, sir.
Great. Good to see you too, Mike.
I think this year marked my 30th consecutive year of getting a flu shot because 31 years ago, I had the flu. And I said, I'm going to do everything I can to never do this again. And so far, every year, the flu shot has worked. What is your confidence level on the efficacy, a word I learned from you, on the flu vaccine this year? I know it's early to tell, but do you feel like the results so far are encouraging?
Yeah, I think this year the flu vaccine is actually going to be better than some previous years. Mm-hmm. They just showed that there's a really good match with the influenza A strain with what's in the flu vaccine. So I think it's going to be a pretty good protection. The problem is you have to get the flu shot for it to work.
Just because it's good doesn't do you any good if you don't take it. There are so many different kinds of flu. Kind's not the right word. What is variant the word I want?
Variants or strains.
And
yes.
Each year they can only make a vaccine to combat so many of those. They can't make it all inclusive. This will fight them all. So it's a bit of a gamble with some research on how to develop the vaccine each year. Is that true?
Right. They look at what's happening in, say, East Asia and Australia. Uh-huh. And depending on what occurred there about a year ago, they then start manufacturing the vaccine, usually about January, until they have enough supply for the fall. So they have to really try to use their crystal ball in predicting what may be the most likely strains to hit for this season.
I know you'd like everyone who's able to receive the vaccine to receive the vaccine. Is there much of the population by percentage that can't because of allergies and that kind of thing, or is that a pretty small number?
It's a small number. In fact, for some folks, there are vaccines, flu vaccines, that don't have any egg protein in them, so you don't have to worry about the egg allergy. Okay. And then there's some vaccines now that are nasal spray that you don't necessarily have to get the shot. Now, that one may not be quite as effective as the shots, but again, there are different types. And then for folks over the age of 65, they recommend the double strength type vaccine so that, again, it gives you a better immune response as your own immune system takes a little longer to catch up as you get over 65.
The nasal spray, I seem to recall my boys got that when they were pretty little. Adults can do that too if they don't want the vaccine, but is it half as good or 60% as good, or do you know?
Well, I don't really know for sure the percentage, but we don't get a lot of call for that. And really, I don't even think we've ordered that this year because the shot is quick, it's easy, and you hardly feel the thing. We've got really great nurses, so they just, boom, get it to you.
Is it because I've gotten used to vaccines, or have actual vaccines gotten better with better needles? It seems like they don't hurt at all anymore, and they used to kind of ouch a little bit. I know that's a little off topic, but have they improved that technology, you think?
Well, I think it's a thinner needle.
That's what I mean.
And so it doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah.
So that's what makes the big difference.
The thinner the better in my book when it comes to vaccines. What does the vaccine actually do?
Well, what the vaccine does is it basically shows your own immune system sort of like a sample of the dead virus. And so your body then sees that and it starts building up its defenses, its antibodies, in order to combat that. So it's building its troops, getting all ready for any kind of onslaught. And so then when they see that same antigen again, they're ready and your immune system just takes off and envelops it and deactivates that virus.
Some medicines we receive, like the COVID ones that we're all so familiar with, even if you get COVID, it minimized the symptoms. Is flu vaccines all or nothing? It either keeps you from getting it, or even if you get a case of it, it's not as bad.
Nothing's all or nothing in medicine. So again, for many people, it will protect them from getting the flu. In many others, it'll protect them from getting a very serious flu illness. I mean, so far this year in Alabama, there have been 6 deaths from the flu, influenza, 1 pediatric death. So it can affect children as well. So it certainly makes sense to get the vaccine. The other thing is that nationwide, they're about 5 million doses behind schedule from previous years. So not as many people have been getting the flu vaccine this year that should be getting it.
I saw a color-coded map this week showing the states with the worst outbreaks, and the worst were 4 states colored in purple, and Alabama was one of them. Why are we worse off than other states? Is it because we're not doing what you advise and getting the vaccine?
Well, the flu hit early this year. So normally we'll see the flu hit like in January or February, which gives a lot more time to get the vaccine. Takes a couple weeks for your body to really build up that antibody force. And so it hit earlier, so not as many people were vaccinated. And now it's starting to move up to the northern states.
We started hearing from you all at University Medical Center back in September, reminding us that flu season is coming up, reminding us to come by and get our flu vaccine. Looking at the calendar, is there a date where you go, well, don't get one now, it's too late? Or through the rest of the calendar year, would you say if you haven't gotten it, go ahead and get it?
I would say get it whenever you can get it.
Even into the new year.
Even into the new year. Okay. Because again, we'll oftentimes see a surge of flu virus in February, March, January. So again, just because we've gotten one strain early, it doesn't mean that another strain won't pop up and be more problematic a little later in the season. And we have actually even seen flu in the summer. So it's not like it just isn't there at all. It can be there anytime. We have gotten flu positive testing even in the summer, but it's much rarer then.
What would be your guidance to our viewers and our listeners if they haven't gotten the vaccine and they do get the flu? What is the treatment for it? I know you just have to combat through it. I know you don't want to get dehydrated, but what would your guidance be?
Well, there are some medications that can be used. They usually need to be given within the first 5 days of symptoms. So getting diagnosed with a flu test very early is very important. Now, I do know several weeks ago, there was no medicine available, so the pharmacies had run out because, again, we saw a big surge here about 3-4 weeks ago, and so there really wasn't any medication. So, again, basically what you'd have to do is just symptomatic treatment, fluids, rest, good old chicken soup, and just staying warm and staying comfortable.
It's about as miserable as I've been sick, and it's been, like I said, 3 decades ago, but it was a really difficult 4 or 5 days. It's a tough thing to deal with.
Yeah, when you get the flu, you know it. It's like a train hit you, and I could probably make that diagnosis when I see people walking into the office.
You know what it is.
I don't even have to ask them a question. They have that look.
That, and flu is one of those things you get where, while you have it, you honestly don't remember what it's like to feel good. You know that feeling.
Right.
And you see it.
And I have to agree with you. I, in the beginning, when I first started in practice, I didn't get the flu shot. As young, healthy, Nothing could happen to you. I got the flu, and it knocked me down. I couldn't believe it. Fortunately, back then, there was an older medicine that was very effective against the flu called amantadine. And I took that, and within 24 hours, I felt better. Unfortunately, the flu virus got smart, and so it's now very resistant to amantadine.
So it didn't go off the market or isn't available anymore. It's the flu outsmarted it.
Right. Well, and actually, amantadine is very interesting because it initially was used for Parkinsonism. And so what they found or what they observed was that these patients who had Parkinsonism in the nursing home didn't get the flu. And that's how they then started to realize that this was had antiviral activity, and that started really the whole train of antiviral medications.
Sometimes we think great research finds the best medicines, and sometimes sort of accidentally, because of other things, they meld together and doctors figure that out. That's fascinating.
I find that great observation is what is the key in medicine breakthroughs.
We always appreciate your time on Health Matters, Dr. Tom Wyda. Thanks for your guidance on flu today, and we encourage everyone to get that vaccine. It's free many places and pretty inexpensive if it's not totally free.
And it doesn't take long to get. So get the flu vaccine because it's a lot shorter in duration than having the flu itself.
Dr. White and I can both vouch for that. Dr. White, thank you for your time. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.